are the epithets that the Torah uses to describe Klal Yisrael. In Chumash, we encounter a number of descriptions of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes they're called Bnei Yisrael. That's a rather favorite description. And sometimes another expression is used, which is the expression of Am. For example, Yini Yishmael, Sinei Am, Bnei Yisrael, Rav Yotzu Mimeno. So I just want to explore a little bit, based on the Ramban, of course, since this is the Shirin Ramban, these two expressions, and we'll explore it in the context of a number of sukkim. First, let's examine a pasuk in B'Shalach. B'Shalach, as you know, is divided into several segments. We initially have the departure of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and then the story before Kriyat Yam Tov, the Kriyat Yam Tov itself, the Shira, and then the second half of the parasha, starting from Perek Zayin, is devoted to the Man, which in itself needs a lot of careful examination. And the end of the parasha deals with Man Tov Meriba. And then we have Amalek, essentially, at the end of Parashat B'Shalach, a Kriya that's read on Purim morning. Let's read the following sukkim. Perek Zayin. We'll read the sukkim at the very beginning of Perek Zayin, which is, of course, after the story of Kriyat Yam Tov and after the Pasha of Marah. Vayitzu Me'ilin, Vayavo Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Levit Vatzin. Here they're described as Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. They come to Levit Vatzin Asher Ben Eilim Uven Sinoi. V'chemishat Kol Yom Lachodesh Hashem Uvim Teitzom Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayilonu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Amoshe Ve'alam Vamidbar. So here we have the expression Adas Bnei Yisrael, used in Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis as well. They complain to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomru Alehem Bnei Yisrael. And the Bnei Yisrael is a different description, slightly different, but again, essentially the same ingredient without the Adas. Vayomru Alehem Bnei Yisrael. Mi Yitein Museinu Biyar Hashem Yeret Mitzrayim. Vishivteinu Aftir HaBotzor. Vyachleinu Lechem Batova. Halavai, we should have died in Egypt. And there in Egypt, what was the situation like? What was life like in Egypt? Bishivteinu al Sir HaBatzar. Biachleinu Lechem Batzorah. There, it was Shangri-La. It was ideal, an idyllic, optimal kind of environment. Ki al Teisim al Tonu al Midbar Azeh. And instead, where are we now? We've been taken to the Midbar. Lahomi Tiz Kalakal Azeh Barah. So notice the language, how Klal Yisrael is described as either Adas Bnei Yisrael or Bnei Yisrael. Now let's turn for a moment to a very famous chapter, Perek Yudalet. Kahal as well. In Perek Yudalet is one of the most famous Prokim, and I'm interested in what happened right before Kriyat Yam Tov. Perek Yudalet, we'll start with Pasuk Tet. Vayirdefu Mitzrayim Achareihem Vayasigu Otzom Chalim Al Hayom Kolsu Tzrecha Paro ופרשו בחילו על פי אחירו שזה בעל סדום ופרו הקריב פרו is coming closer ויסו בני ישראל סיניהם they look up בני מצרים נוסע אחריהם so they had the Egyptians in front of them and the Yam the Egyptians behind them and the Yam in front of them and the Torah tells us the reaction was one of fright ויירו מאוד ויצעקו בני ישראל על השם they cry out to Hashem is barach פסוק גיראו ויאמרו אל משה המיבלי אין תבורם במצרים There aren't enough graves in Egypt. The Kachtan of Amos Bamidbar, a similar taina to the one that we just read at the end of the parasha. Mazos Atitzol Olam Lotzir of Mitzrayim. Why did you take us out of Egypt for? Halozi Adav Hashem Dibarnu Eivecha Bemitzrayim Neimar. Chadal Mimenu. Leave us alone. V'Nalas Mitzrayim. Let's worship Mitzrayim. Ki Tov Lanu Avodas Mitzrayim Mimuseinu Bamidbar. Better that we should have worshipped Egypt and remained in Egypt rather than God forbid die in the desert. So we're talking about a nation that seems to be in a state of panic, panic-stricken. Vayirumo. And as I said, this line that they are taking is very similar to that which we find in Perek Zayin that I just read a moment ago. So here how they describe in Pasuk Yud, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. They're crying out to Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds, as we see in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Moshe Elohim, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. Tityatu Uruas Yeshuat Hashem Asher Yatzav Lachem Hayom. And this is one of the psukim that the Torah tells us that we are not permitted to go back to Mitzrayim. Here it says, Tiyasher Yisevet Mitzrayim Hayom Lo Tosidu Lerotzot Odad Olam. Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'yatem Tachar Rishun. You will be quiet and Hashem will, in effect, he will be the one, he'll be the valorous soldier who will engage in battle. A little bit later, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Mati Tzak Eloi, Daber El B'nei Yisrael, V'Yisrael. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is told what to do, to take the matah, split the yam, Klal Yisrael will walk through the dry part, etc., etc. So now, I want to refer you to a famous Ramban. Ramban here in Pasha B'Shalach. If you have the Ramban in front of you, Ramban comments, and the Ramban is going to make a very fundamental distinction between two different descriptions of Klal Yisrael. Perek Yudalim, Yudalim, Psukim Yud through Yudbet. So the Ramban has this discussion. Vayirumod, vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem, vayomru al Moshe. Hamibli en gvorem b'mitzrayim? So the Rabban is troubled by a very obvious question. On the one hand, we have a statement, vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem. They are engaged in tzaka. Obviously, the nature of the tzaka is that Hashem should save them from this hapless and hopeless situation they seem to be in. On the other hand, a second later, they tell Moshe, there aren't enough graves in Egypt that we have to die in the Midbar. So the Ramban is troubled, as many other Mefarshim are, how do you reconcile what seems to be two conflicting desiderata? The beginning of the Pasuk speaks about Te'ata, crying out to Hashem for Yeshua. And the second later, they are lamenting the fact that we left Egypt. We should have remained in Egypt as opposed to dying in the desert. So I mean, the Ramban. Einenu nireh, the Rabban says, it doesn't appear logical, ki b'nei adam atzokim al Hashem l'oshiyam, that people who are crying out to Hashem, that He should save them, yivatu by Yeshua asher atzah lahem. And now they should kick, they should reject the Yeshua that Hashem is doing for them. V'yomru, and they say, ki tomahem shalom yitzila, b'nei shalom yitzay, what's going on here? They're crying to Hashem for Yeshua, and then a second later they say, better we should have died in Egypt. Our Nachum Shinefarish, Ramban said the correct explanation, Ki Hayu Kitos. There were different groups. Each cop, each group was presenting a different position. Welcome to the Jewish people. Kishem Shepatufei Minam Shabbat Ligmar said, just like I said, the arguments are different, we also don't necessarily share the same position. Two Jews, three Jews. Aval Adam and the Farish Kahil Kitos, there were different groups amongst us. Vakosini Sabir, Kobash of the Kula. And the Torah is interested in telling us what each one held. What was the position of each particular group? What did they spell? Omar, the Torah said. Ki akato achat, tzorekat al Hashem. One cop was screaming to Hashem. One cop was involved in tefillah to Hashem as bar. Viha achat, another cop, macheshet b'nevio. Another cop, what do? They are matish the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. They deny the veracity of his nevuah. The Ramban should recall in Parshas Yitro. I imagine you remember in Parshas Yitro, when was the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu established? At what point did the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu become concretized? The answer is that the Ramban, in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, it was not concretized based on the Otos and Mosin that
that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in Mitzrayim, but rather it was concretized as a result of Matan Torah. And if you look in Parshas Yitro just for a moment, you will see that this is one of the significant elements of Parshas Yitro. Perkei Tes, Pasuk Tes. After Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh, we're going to carry out what Hashem has brought told us to do. So Perkei Tes, Pasuk Tes, and Yitro said, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hini Anochi Goy Elecha Be'av Ha'onan, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am B'davar Yimach." They will hear when you speak to them. Degam Dechol Yaminu Le'olam. Four very significant words. And the Rambam says, this is the makar that at that point in the book, Moshe Rabbeinu was established. And as initially, there were those who apparently were mistopic, were ambivalent, were equivocal about the status of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Navi Emet. And even though we know it says in B'Shalach, by the Yamsuf, what does it say? B'Yaminu B'Hashem, Ube Moshe Abdo. However, the Ramban, other Shem, the Medayi, V'yaminu v'ashem of Moshe Abdo, it says, V'yar Yisrael v'yar Adola, Asher Osa Hashem in Mitzrayim, V'yiru ha'om et Hashem, V'yaminu v'ashem of Moshe Abdo. So I want to make a number of diukim, they're not mine, the Ramban makes these diukim, other Shem also make them. It says, V'yar Yisrael. What should it have said? V'yar Kol Yisrael. Let me say that. V'yar Yisrael, kanireh, not all of them. That's a deal in the Pasuk, a legitimate deal. Vayad Yisrael Seyer Adola, Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. A second later, Vayiru Ha'om. From Yisrael we go to, Vayiru Ha'om is Hashem. Vayaminu Hashem and Moshe Abdo. So apparently there were those who were not completely on board regarding the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Pasuk says here, that Hashem is brought to Moshe Rabbeinu as a result of Rav Torah, Began the Chol, Yaminu Le'olam. I mean, that's exactly what the Torah says, that you are the Navi Emet, and from that point on, the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was concretized. That's what the Rambam writes in the Sota Torah as well. Even though the Ramban has difficulty with this position, and this position, by the way, is the position of Ibn Ezra, the one that I quoted to you just now. Ibn Ezra contends that they were not yet fully on board. Ramban says, how is it possible? The Ramban writes in Yisrael, how is it possible that Zera Avram should have a suffix with the Buah Moshe Rabbeinu? And we have many psukim. Vayamin ha'am vayishmu. In the beginning of Shemot. Ki fokar Hashem et Bnei Yisrael v'chigua azonyam vayiktu vayishtachavu. Do you call that? In the beginning of Shemot, take a look for a moment. In Perek Dalet. Pasuk says, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. We have a Chumash. It says here that when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron gathered the Zikim of Yisrael, and Aaron tells the people what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and performs the Otos, Vayamin Ha'am, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The people believe. Vayishmu Kipaka Hashem is Bnei Yisrael. They believe that Hashem actually decided to intervene. The chirah is onyom vayikdu vayishtachavu. So the Ramban asked by Ibn Ezra, how can Ibn Ezra say that they were ambivalent regarding the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Here we have a pasuk that says vayaminam. And furthermore, right before Kriyas Yamsuf, what does it say? Vayaminu v'Hashem uv Moshe Abdo. Oh, v'Yashim Moshe v'Nei Yisrael. So obviously they believe that Hashem is right. They certainly was not meaning. I, the deity of Ibn Ezra, that it says, Vayar Yisrael, not called Yisrael. Vayir Ha'am is Hashem. Vayamin Hashem and Moshe Abdo. The Ramban answers that deity as well, Ibn Ezra. Because elsewhere as well, it doesn't always use the expression of call. Doesn't say here, let's say in Yisrael, the Pasuk I mentioned to you, apparently test. Pasuk 10, they're also to say something similar. Ba'avur Yishma, Kol Ha'am B'Davar Yimach. Don't say that. So just like over here, it's not a deal. And here we assume the Gam B'Chol Yaminu Yehovah. So they're also. Even though it doesn't use the expression of Kol, but it means Kol Yisrael. So the Rabban just uses Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra contends that there were those who wavered in their Amun and Moshe Rabbeinu in his Nebuah. And the Rabban says, Chas V'Shalom. It's not possible that Zera Avraham Avinu should have a suffix in the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Ramban is living Pshat in Pasuk Yisro. This is an aside. I just want to get back to the main issue of the moment. The Ramban says that when the Torah tells us, "Ba'avur Yishma'a b'davri Yibach," what does that mean? Not only that Moshe Rabbeinu will in effect be the Navi Emes, but also who else is becoming the Navi? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael also has a din of another. Not with Moshe Rabbeinu. Where does Ramban see that? And that Pasuk in Yisrael, Perkei Tes, Pasuk Tes. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Hinei Anochi Boyadak of Avraham, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am B'davri Yimach. What does that mean, Yishma Ha'am B'davri Yimach? The Ramban learns that that's a reference to the fact that even Klal Yisrael themselves also have a din of another. V'gam b'chor yaminu yolam. They'll also believe in Moshe Rabbeinu l'netzach. Okay, let's return to our issue, to the Ramban here. On the pasuk, Vayirvo v'yitzak v'yisrael l'Hashem. So the Ramban is trying to reconcile why the same pasuk seems to have people who are asking Hashem for Yeshua, at the same time lamenting the fact they left Mitzrayim. They should have rather died there as opposed to dying in the Midbar. And the Rabbi answers it by saying there are different kitos, there are different groups. One group is screaming that Hashem should save them. Another group is makish bin Nebu of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ein Amode, the Yeshua, not Israel. I'm reading the Rabbi further now. I'm back in B'Shalach, Perek Yedal, Pasuk Yud. They don't acknowledge the Yeshua that Hashem is doing for them. The Yomu ki Tovam Shalom Yitzilam, that they should not have been saved. The Alzov Tosu Vayam Rayam Yamsuf. Rabban refers to a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuvvav, where the Rabban says, Vayamu Al Yam Yamsuf. What does it mean, Vayamu? They were rebels. Apparently they were rebels who probably said, where? Al Yamsuf. They were those who were murdering. Vayamu. Ulekach, now the Rabban comes to the point I'm interested in. Ulekach, Yamsuf, Akosu, Bilei Yisrael, Kam Acheres. By Yitzhaku B'nai Yisrael Hashem. That's why the Torah uses the language of B'nai Yisrael again here in the Pasuk. In B'Shalach. Notice the Torah, look at the language. Pasuk Yud, by Yitzhaku B'nai Yisrael Seineyem. And then at the end of the Pasuk, by Yitzhaku B'nai Yisrael Hashem. The Ramban is troubled, why is it repeated? We know who we're talking about. We're talking about B'nai Yisrael, why is the Pasuk repeated? So the Ramban says, the reason is, Ki atonim b'hem tzaku el Hashem. Those that were the believers, they were crying to Hashem and brought for Yeshua. V'anisharim maru. But the others were rebelling. Those we have in the Pasuk itself, in effect, the Ramban is saying, we have two different groups. The Ramban sees here, many different groups that were operating. And that's the diuk in the sukkim. That's why the Torah repeats. You have those who see Mitzrayim running after them and they are frightened out of their wits and would have preferred to remain in Mitzrayim and not die in the Midbar. And then there are those by Yitzhakot and Yitzhakot and Hashem who actually are hoping that Hashem is brought from Yeshua. See the Ramban does? I just want to read this one or two more lines. Well, the Kachama Achaka, that's why he says, Vayiru Ha'avet Hashem. The Amin of Hashem, Moshe Abdo. Again, the Rabban says, Lo ma Bayiru Yisrael Hashem. Doesn't say Bayiru Yisrael Hashem, because it says before, Bayar Yisrael Fiyar Agdola. And here, it doesn't say Bayiru Yisrael Hashem, but rather Bayiru Ha'am Hashem. The Amin of Ha'am Ha'am. Why doesn't it say the language of Ha'am? Ki B'nai Yisrael Shem Yechidim. Rabban says that the word B'nai Yisrael refers to what? The good ones in Klal Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael are those that have a positive outlook and a positive approach. The Ha'am, what about the language of Ha'am? Shem Lahamon. That refers to the never ones among them. The Hamon, what do they translate the Hamon? The masses. The Chayt, and the Ramban now goes on to show the language of Am is used in one context, not in the positive context. Vayulom Ha'am, we have later on, it's looking in the Perek as well, when the Torah speaks about the people complain. Al Moshe Leim Oman Yishter, the complainers, what language the Torah used to describe them? Ha'am refers to not a positive side of Klal Yisrael, a negative side. The Kachet Kiri Rabba Seymour, he brings further, meaning Rabban. But Yachal, Aham Bizno, because Bizno is Moab. Remember the Sukkim, undoubtedly. In Bamidbar, that they began Machon Lutzan to be Mizano of Bizno is Moab. Bechol Mokom Shenema, Aham says to Rabban, Noshin Ginayu. Whenever the language of Aham is used, it refers to what? Ginay. The derogatory aspect of Tal Yisrael. Bechol Mokom Shenema, Yisrael, Noshin Shevachu. The language of Yisrael is of a positive nature. There's more to this Ramban, but I'm not going to read it in a second. So, here we have, in the Ramban, a very fascinating clause, that when the term Yisrael is used, we're talking about Lashon of Shevach. And when they call Am, we're talking about a Lashon of what? Of Ginay. And when you examine the Pesukim in Chumash, let's just look at a few Pesukim, just to see, to test out the Ramban. I don't mean to test it, rather to prove the point of the Ramban. Just take a look at a few psukim here and there. Let's say in Mara, right in this week's Pasha, the Perek Tezvot, Pasuk Chavez, we'll stop there. Vayasa Moshe Esisom, Yamsu Vayisol Min Bashur, Vayelcha Shosha Min Bamid Vavolamatsu, Vayin 3 days in that water, Vayavo Marasa, Vayelcha Lishtos Mayim Nimara, Ki Mara Meg, the water was bitter, Al Kein Tarashma Mara, Vayilon Hom, the Am complained. They were querulous. And we also see Perek Yizayin, beginning of Perek Yizayin. Vayitzu kol adat bnei Yisrael mimidbasim lemaseh b'pi Hashem vayachanu b'fidim vein mayim lishtotam. What does that mean? I have what to say about this passage also, and I'm not discussing it now. What does it mean? Mayim lishtotam. By the way, this is a very difficult expression. I want to translate this expression. I hope you will be omit on this. And I have spoken about it, and I give it a share in the Pasha. That's exactly what I'm going to. Vein mayim lishtotam. There was no water to drink the people. If you don't mind my translation. Vein mayim lishtotam. There was no water to drink the people. What do you say to that rather cumbersome kind of expression? It should have said, Vein mayim lishtiyatam. Using the smichus, the construct state. They mind long lishtot. There was no water for the people to drink. As opposed to they mind lishtot on. There was no water to drink the people. Okay, that's just derech agav. But notice which language is used to describe the people. Because here again, we're talking about a tluna. We're talking about a complaint of Klal Yisrael. Correct. Am kisheoreth. Okay, you have to, you'll trust me, the Ramban knows what he's talking about. And the Ramban is obviously telling us a very significant cloud, and he says it here in Shalom. This is the only place the Ramban says this cloud. I could be wrong, I know the Ramban so well. But the Ramban here, we have to ask Corey, so you know. But the Ramban here lays down this principle. Today you serve a Shevach, and Am is washing the man. Based on a Chazal, not just Talmudic. Ramban says, but it's good to check it out in all different places. Now I just want to turn to another issue, which is also based on the issue, also this week's Pasha. Look at Perek Tzai. Yeah.
Just in terms of the Roshan itself, Bnei Yisrael is neutral. Perek Yisrael is neutral because he said that that's how I brought them. And Am Yisrael would be everybody.
That needs more attention. One has to check that out because the language at the beginning of Shmuel, see, they am b'nei Yisrael. Together.
Well,
Ramban actually doesn't comment on that. Ramban just comments on two terms, b'nei Yisrael and the term am.
B'nei Yisrael or Yisrael?
No, but Ramban uses the expression that Ramban referred to, as you can see, kol mam shenema Yisrael, lashon shevachu.
Right.
But I assume, again, the assumption is that the two go together.
Then his diyuk in the first place where he says the nature twice.
No, the diyuk is based on the fact that that really depends probably on the context.
So the nature is not absolute.
Right, I think so. I agree with you. Yisrael, Gosh, and Sherach. We have to check in the Chumash, actually. That's to check out all the places that it's used. Let's say the end of Bishalach. I'm just thinking for a moment. The end of Bishalach, I just came to my head. I'm going to see what it is. In the Melchama with Amalek, Perek Yedzai Pasuk Gidal. Vaya Kashiyar Moshe Yadav Begavad Yisrael. The language of Yisrael. That's clearly a Sheva. Where else do we have the expression? You have to find the expression by itself. Where else do you have the expression by itself? Okay, we have to look it up. Okay, we have to look into it a little bit. I want to point out now something else, which also is very significant. You look at the Pasha of the Man, there's a question, and Rabban is also about the Pasha. In the Pasha of the Man, Perek Tzayin, let's read from the beginning of Perek Tzayin. The Torah says, we read some of the Pesukim already, they complain. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Hashem tells him in Pasuk Dal, they had to call yourself, said they preferred to have died in Egypt rather than come here to die in the Midbar because of hunger. And look at Pasuk Dal. You have it now? Hashem is going to provide us with man, lechem hashamayim, lechem abirim, the Gemara calls it, lechem shemalchei hasharis v'stam shemot, the lechem of angels. V'yotam, the luchus v'ayom v'yomah, the collector on a daily basis, the man anasenu ayelet v'sarasiyim lo. This will be a nisayot to see if they follow my Torah. V'ayom v'yom ha-shishi v'echinas ha-shei yaviyu, v'ayom mishnah l'sheyuk to the yom-yom. I continue. Pasuk Vav. V'ayom v'ashev yaro, kovna yisol erev, idatem ki Hashem otzi ha-tzorei ha-tzorayim. At night you know that Hashem took us out. V'vokeh ha-ritzu v'tzor Hashem, v'shomro tzunosechem al Hashem, v'nachnu mok yisalim v'olayim. Pasuk Chet. V'ayom v'moshe. V'teis Hashem lachem ba'er basar le'echol. At night he's going to give you basar le'echol. V'lechem v'abokeh l'zborah. And lechem in the morning. V'shmua v'shmua Hashem v'tzunosechem asher atem alim alav. V'nachnu mok v'olim v'tzunosechem ki al Hashem. V'ayom v'moshe alav l'emor v'adaz l'yisrael. He heard your complaints. So notice that this Pasha is divided into two. First it says that Klal Yisrael complained because they had nothing to eat. And what does Hashem tell them in Pasuk Dalet? Hashem said to Moshe, I'm going to divide them in Lechem and Hashemayim. V'yotahom v'loktuz v'ayom v'yomo. And they'll be able to gather the man on a daily basis, the man on a senu, ha'yelech v'sarasi yimlo. And that's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, tells them, Erev, that's the next pasuk. Vav, v'idatem ki Hashem osi yetzani Erev Yitzray. Uvav ki arisi b'tor Hashem. V'nachum lo, ki talino oleinu. However, now look in Pasuk Gidal from the base. Vayidaber Hashem l'Moshe v'Emor, Shamati et tlunot v'nei Yisrael. Daber aleihem v'Emor, Ben avayim tochu basar, v'abokit tisku lochem, v'idatem ki ani Hashem l'Hokecha. And the question is, why does the Torah repeat the Pasha of the month? The Torah already mentioned that Klal Yisrael were starving, and Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to provide them with man, Lechem and Hashemayim, and tells you some of the directives, some of the tzedakah regarding the man. The people will gather it on a daily basis, and Erev Shabbos they take another portion, Haya Mishnah, direct Al Shal Yomtu Yom Yom, and then Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron, Erev Idatim Di Hashem Otzi Etchem, Uvok Yeritim Is Kvod Hashem, and it was carried out. Kvod Hashem, Yerubanan, and the Pasha. And then Yudal, Yudbe, starts all over again. Why? Shamati is full of Yisrael. We already have that indicated. Why the necessity to repeat the Pasha? What is the Chiddush in the second Pasha that we don't have in the first Pasha? You hear the question? It's the same thing. Shamati is full of Yisrael. Dabra Aleim, he will tell them, Beira Abayim Tokhul Basar, Uvavok Yatiz Bulachem, Vidatim, Yere Shalom Dechem, and Zorah goes on. Vayim Ba'eret, Atal Haslov, Atchatanachene, Islov, you know, the quail that Christ was over to, Uvavok Yatiz Bashim, Atal, Sorah Gomachene, and the Torah describes, the man, Dak Bukhuspat, Dak Hakura Lorez, Bayiru Bneitsa Bayom, Isha Lachid, Monu! What is it? Monu! Kilo Yadu Maru! Moshe said, Hu Alecha! How is it described elsewhere? In the Pasha as well? The end of the Shalach, Tef Zayin, the Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vuk is there, Agam Lamed, Vitamu Ketabir of Midbash. I once had a Rebbe, maybe in second or third grade. So he said that he asked his Rebbe, what does this mean? The man described it, Tizera Gad Lavan, how do they translate it? The white coriander seed. Bitamo Kitapichet Bidvash. What does that mean? Bitamo Kitapichet Bidvash. So the Rebbe answered, Rashi says over there that it's a butzeg that you are mitagi bidvash, that you fry with honey. And it's called iskerite, Rosh HaMishnah. So the Targum Okulot translates it as well. But he asked the Rebbe, he asked his Rebbe, that Rebbe, what does it mean, Katzirat Bidvash? So he said, don't you know that the Rebbe created the world in 7 days? And he gave us the Shabbat? And don't you know that other Rebbe were placed in Gan Eden? And don't you know they committed a chet? And don't you know they were driven out of Gan Eden because of that? And don't you know even that there were Asara Dharas in Nachal Avram? And don't you know Avram Avinu was an Eved Hashem? And discovered Hashem is Barak? And don't you know he saw it Yitzchak? And Yitzchak saw it Yaakov? And Yaakov, part of his lot, was to go down to Mitzrayim? And when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim before that, there was obviously in Goshen a tremendous situation, ideal, and then they were forced to go down to Mitzrayim, and they went to bondage, and Hashem saved them, and created Yom Tov, and gave them money, it was Tabir Bidvash. But really, what does Tabir Bidvash mean? Don't you know that Hashem created the world in 7 days? And on and on and on. It just went on and on and on. And he never translated what it means. The Talmud is Tabir Bidvash. It's very difficult to translate. Okay, I just to wake you up. But why does the Torah have two parshas? Two parshas in man. The Torah is repeating the idea of man twice. So the Ramban, of course, who's on top of everything, is also on top of this. The Ramban is found in Perek Tezayin. Plus a good day. Ramban comments. Shamati et Tlunos in Israel, Dabe Aleyam Leimor Ben Abayim, says the Ramban, Ze Hadibu Ka Amor Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Yisrael said it to Kal Yisrael. Avom Nishna, why is it repeated? Babu Shomar, because of what it says now. The beginning of Pasuk Gidbei, it says, Shamati et Tlunos in Israel. Ki Mitzilo Amar, what did he say earlier? Hidni Imam Tilachem Lachem Na Shamayim. And look at the Ramban, careful. Initially, when Hashem promised him the man, he's doing the chesed, birtzono, out of his goodwill, over schusa, to do the zakat kal Yisrael. The after, but now, the second time around, he told them, ki nashalem la'ovo. Now there's some chet over here. There's some transgression. Ubabu atulu yasa imahem. Why is he doing now? Why is he doing the man, so to speak? He's doing it because of the complaint and the issue. Ki deshi yezubo ki ani Hashem alokecha. In order that you know that he is Hashem Yisbarah. Ki arata, till now, enchem aminim Hashem alokecha. You don't believe in Hashem, okay? Atem mitzlomim amaviyo. That's why you're complaining about the Nevi Hashem. But when I understand, there are two separate parshas that are being described. Parsha number one, which is some Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Aleph all the way to Pasuk Yud, indicates that the reason why the man came down was because of their schus. And the fact they complained to Hashem because they were bereaved, they were in a famine mode, that is not considered to be a sin. And therefore, the second parsha is already of a totally different nature. That Tuluna is considered to be a sin. So the Ramban has two parshas of man, and two different perspectives of man. One perspective is based on what? One perspective is based on chus, and one perspective that Ramban says is based on other than complaint. So what exactly are these two passions? So they have to be examined a bit more carefully. And apparently, if you look carefully, there are two different reasons or two different purposes are two different motivations for the passion of man. If you take a look at the first 10 sukkahs that we mentioned, that the Ramban has divided into two. By the way, go to the Ramban. I'm just telling you over how the Ramban reads sukkim. The Ramban reads sukkim very, very carefully. And therefore comes to very significant conclusions. Very significant conclusions, not just in terms of, shall we say, pshat, but also conceptual conclusions. The Ramban is very well known for that. That's why the Ramban has to be learned halachah very carefully. All our hashkafa comes from the Ramban. Not all. But much of it comes from the Ramban and perish halachah. So what do I mean when I say that there are two different, could you find in the sukkah please? What are the two different functions of the man as the Torah seems to report it in these two pashas? Let's take a look at the first pasha. Just look at the sukkah again. Okay, Perek Zayin, start with that. And go from Perek Zayin from Al to you. Does the Torah tell us what exactly the function of the man was in the first presentation? The answer is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Namely?
No.
You are reading which pasuk? Okay, you are partially correct, undoubtedly. But that refers to the man or refers to the slav?
Referring to the man.
Erev. Erev refers to what? The slav.
Erev is the slav, yeah.
So that's not the man. Erev yidatum yashem moti yaskone as Yisrael. Uvok Erev tells you, Uvitim esor Hashem. But before that, I just thought you would read the pasukim earlier, the Torah says, Pasuk Dalet. Hini mantu lachem lachem ha-shamayim, v'yatu am b'loktut b'ayom v'yomo, l'man anasenu, ha-yelef v'sorosu yimbo. This seems to be the first presentation that Hashem is being menachas, he's testing us to see whether we'll follow his Torah or not.
Get the Torah.
I'm sorry?
Why do you like...
Rashi explains that what it means is that are we going to observe the mitzvahs, namely that are dependent on the man? What mitzvahs are they? Number one, not to gather the man on Shabbos. Number two, not to leave over. We know what happens. That's from Aviram, Chazal comments, Rashi quotes the Medrash, they left over. So that was what we were referring to. You're right, the Torah has not been given. We're talking about the mitzvah specifically that's associated with the man. However, that's as far as the first parasha is concerned. But now, look at the second parasha, that's what you pointed out. That's the second parasha, the Pasuk Yudbeis, the Torah says, Shamat Yisulot Zerei Yisrael, Daveh Aleyam Leymor, Bein Avayim Tokhu Vakur, Vavok Yedit Mulachem. And now it says here, regarding Boker, Vidatem, Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem. And the Ramban explained that till now, the Ramban says, Einchem Ma'aminim Hashem Elokechem. You don't believe in Hashem. And that's why you are mitzloning al Neviyah. You are complaining about the Neviyah Hashem. You know, to call yourself complaining before Hashem about the Neviyah, because they don't believe in Hashem Elokechem. So now the Yavira Saman comes to teach them what? That Hashem who Elokechem, and maybe they should not be mitzloning al Neviyah. Against the Nebiyah of Hashem Yisbah. But there are two parshas. That's what Ramban sees here. Two separate parshas that would have to be examined much further is the nature of these two parshas. What exactly was this Chadish over here? What was what new element emerged and the Ramban says, Einchem ma'aminim Hashem Elokeichem, you don't believe in Hashem or in the Nebiyah, and somehow, in the second parsha, there's something that was revealed that we don't have in the first parsha. First parsha says, "Uvoker uvitzim esor Hashem." In the second parsha, the Ramban says, "They are still not ma'aminim Hashem Elokeichem," and that has to emerge. So there's another Ramban. That's why I have to learn all the Ramban. The Ramban in Perek Zayin. This is a longer Ramban. Pasuk Vav. This is a very famous Ramban. Oh, no, I can't read the entire Ramban, but we said Vanochem Be'enai. You see the Ramban Vanochem Be'enai? In Pasuk Vav, it's every quote of Ibn Ezra. Vanochem Be'enai. It contains some attests in this Ramban. This beautiful Ramban. Oh, and your Ramban. Sorry. Gosh. What Pasuk did I say this?
What are we answering now with this?
We're trying to understand the two parshas of man.
Right.
The second parsha is Va'anocha Be'enai. It's found here at the bottom of page Shin Samach Zad, Shin Samach Dalit. 5 lines above the Rambam. Vanochu Deima. You see it? Josh? Yeah? Vanochu Deima, the Rambam says, Ki hoyo hapele b'man gomolov. Rambam says the man was a tremendous teller. What does teller mean?
Wonder.
Ki atlov hegiz oto min hayam b'ruach nosam ito midarach olam. How did the slav come about? Hashem what? With the wind. Somehow the slav, the quail, they somehow through the wind, they were blown in as it were. Which means it seems like midarach ha-teva. Aber haman, no telem ato yitzirach hadosh ha-shamayim. What was the man? It was ex nihilo. It was like a new bria, a new yitzirah, my separation. The Mishnah writes is created. The Torah says this oath that's going to be done for you today. At night time you'll know that Hashem took you out of Egypt. He's going to give you a shulchan, the midbar, a nice restaurant, the table. But the pellet that you see in the morning, name of the man, Tirus Tor Machutza. You'll see the Galus of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem Mi Keil Vashemayim Vaaretz. Who is there likened to Hashem, Hashem Yatsi Kematov, this is Rosa, Hashem Yigdolo, to the flow, Shiyatsi Hashem, Yaret Kavodo. Hashem is going to show you Galus, wonders of the Bria, Kinyo the Kavis of Kalagoyim, Alashon of Kavod, Rosa Kavod, you'll see the Gid of Kavod, the Chay Rabin, the Chay Nadal Kugel, Shomar, you'll see the cover of Hashem is Baruch Hanoz. Apparently, what do we see in the man? We see basically a gilui of the Yisir. Gvuros in the flows that Hashem actually, the wonders and the effects in order to show his cover. Now, man, he goes on to describe in great length some of the unbelievable qualities of the man. In other words, there are two parshas of the man, according to the Ramban, and one parsha apparently is to be Megale, the cover of Hashem is Baruch. The question is, what exactly does this mean, and how does one interpret this? And so really, this requires another explanation of a few Maramban. Actually, there I quoted to just before, but I'm not sure we have time to go through all these Rambans. You are doubtly aware, I assume, that there are, among the shemas of Hashem Yisbarach, there's the shem of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, and there's also another shame, Elohim. And the shame of Elohim, of course, refers to Hashem as he operates where? In Teva, in nature. Elohim refers to Hashem, Yira Tadim, Hashem, Bala Kokos. I want to refer to one more Ramban. The question is whether you have the Ramban in Dvarim. You probably don't. Do you have the Ramban in Dvarim with you? Ramban Dvarim, Parshas Eker, there's another Ramban also related to the man, directly just right before the Shir, in Parashat. Ramban Parshas Eker, there's also a very important Ramban, because the Torah here is describing also the man. Look in the Sukkim verse, 1 second, in Parashat Eker. Parshas Eker, the Torah says, וזכרת את כל הדרך אשר הוליך השם אלוקיך זה 40 שנה במדבר. You remember that which Hashem did for us in the midbar. למען הנוסחו לנסותך לדעת את אשר בלבוקך את איש במצוות ולא. ויענך ויריבך. This of course means that Hashem actually, in part of Gilman I'm reading now, was מענך ויריבך. We were hungry, ואכילת את המנה שלא ידעת, ולא ידעו אבסך. And why did Hashem give us the man? The man of the Yafa Kilo, Allah is about to Yithya Oda. Ki, Al Kosh, 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 Al Kosh. What does the Pasuk mean? Ki lo al alecha mevad al yichya adam. The person doesn't live what? On bread alone. Ki al komot to be Hashem yichya adam. So the Ramban, right there, I'll just read part of it for you. Zirach. Vizachat et kol adach yomar, the Ramban says, ki tuchal adach, שיש מעשייה את המצווה טוב ושלמה, that when the person does a mitzvah, he will only find good. ולא יהיה צד מנזר ובק השלוחם, we say the benching, We don't see a tzaddik who's abandoned, who's looking for bread. Ki Hashem afanis lo stava mitzvah, b'matzah nez dobo, b'avu lechte hachar mitzvah so. When you follow the mitzvah, Hashem is going to support you. Ukfar pirashti, the past time on, he already explained Tom, l'man anon kut an atzvot kol adat, Hashem b'vok, atishu mitzvah so din lo, ki hoya nisoyim dobo lehem, it was a great nisoyim, l'man. Shalo, yodur eko l'napsha. They didn't know, the concept of the mitzvah, God will overcome lechem, because it goes to a desert, and they have no source of sustenance, no panasa. Then yodum klum in Amman. Abul yorad v'ayom v'yomo v'cham Hashem v'shen Amman. The wind came down every day, and the sun came and melted it. Then, v'yirav v'yomo v'od, and they were obviously longing for it. V'chol z'osu, v'shmo v'itz Hashem v'lechit kashay yitzadeh, v'Hashem v'yom v'lo l'ichu b'derech ha'omit. Hashem could have brought them by the cities, and the cities had obviously well-stocked refrigerators. Well, not refrigerators, but well-stocked pantries, where they could have been able to sustain themselves. No, Hashem brought them back to this Nisayin of Amman says, Ki mimenu yivada sheyishu mitzos to the Olam. Upirish ki atra zeh, I'm going to read the Amman further. Why did he do all this? Lo diyam ki hu amachaya ha'odam v'chal sheyigzar. In ken shmar mitzos to the fe. If the Amman says that the limit of the man is love ala lechem levado yichi ha'odam. The person tends to think that it's my yishtabos and it's my handiwork that's responsible for my panasa. Ramban says that's not correct. But rather, where does panasa come from? In Hashemayim. Who mechaye ha'odam b'chal ha'sheyigza? Lashon Ramban. He actually writes further over here, Hashem is the one who provides the panasa. In Ken he says, Shmor mitzvotzav v'chyeh. If we observe the mitzvot, then we're going to be able to live. I mean, Klal Yisrael learns from the Yirmiyahu Saman that only as a result of Shmiras HaMitzvos, then we can be told in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will be mefanes us. And this is a very significant yisod, ki lov al alechem levado yichyeh ha'olam. So going back to the two Rambans that we mentioned before, or the two Pashas of Man, the Ramban is in, apparently understood, this is, there are actually two other Rambans I wanted to mention, but I'm not going to. And the Ramban clearly understood that there are several lessons inherent in the man. Lesson number one is the one that's found in the first Pasha. This one was given to them mitzvot because they were starving and they were deserving of having panasa. But here the Torah says, and the pasuk reflects that, as the Ramban sees the two sets of sukkim, the Torah says, "L'man ha'asenu," it's a test. Are we going to follow the Torah? Are we going to follow here the Torah? We're talking about is the mitzvot that relate to the man. And this is, of course, in order to see the Kvar Hashem. And we'll see the Kvar Hashem if we follow the mitzvahs, and then we'll see the Kvar Hashem, the man will come. But the second time around, the Ramban says, Ein Shem Ma'minim Hashem Alotechem. And what exactly is this lack of the Munah? The lack of the Munah is that Hashem is the one, in effect, who sustains us, and not that we are our own, our self-sustaining. Ki lo alalechem levado yichyeh ha'odam, ki al pi motzafi Hashem yichyeh ha'odam. And that's the lesson that's found here in the second parasha of the man. When Klal Yisrael complained, and found that Ramban says they were lacking in Amunah. What Amunah? This Amunah. This Amunah that Hashem is the one who sustains us. I can just tell you, it's my own experience in life. We, not you, I, shall we say. But in general, mankind tends to think that, as the Pasuk says in Chumash actually, already, in Dvarim, the Torah has the pasuk, and it's pretty clear that the tendency is to think that kol kiv yotzei yodi utterly fachayel adam. Everything I acquired, I did it because of my brilliance, my scintillating brilliance, because of my intellect, because of my intellectual acuity, because of my business inclinations. I just know how to make money. I'm good at the stock market. I'm good at mutual funds. I'm good at investment. I know when to invest, when not to invest. V'yamatim v'mavecha, pashin ekev. Kofim yotzim yom, yotzim v'zachayim azeh. That's not correct. V'zachayim yotz Hashem alokecha, v'yil amlisim v'chotoyach v'achos choyim. Just like Hashem is the one who is responsible for your investments, whether building matzriach or not be matzriach, even more fundamental and more significant is this idea, namely, the man. Ki lo alvach mabab yichi ha'odom, ki al-kobotsu fi Hashem yichi ha'odom. The time the Ramban understood, the second time the Torah re-articulates the Pasha of Man, it's for this purpose.
to teach them this is so. Rabban says they were not ma'amidim, they lacked this emuna. And that's what the pasuk says, vidatem ki ani Hashem Elokecha. In what sense? In the sense that he's the mefarnes, that he's the one who provides the parnasa. It's true, we have to do ishtadlus, no question about it, but the ultimate mechaya, the ultimate one who sustains, is Hashem Yisbarach. And that's the second presentation of the man that's found over here. And the pasuk is very good deal. Bayom Moshe Alein, Hu Alechem Hashem Notan Hashem Lachem Yochal. Ze Adon Hashem Tziva Hashem. And of course all the deal that relate to the man. But again, all this was to underscore the fact that Hashem is the one who is the Mepharnes. So there's really two different lessons, if you will, in the man. Lesson number one is to see the Kod Shamayim, to see the Gavim of Hashem Yisbarach. And to discern, are we going to observe the mitzvahs related to the man or not? But the second that's a probably more important lesson, which they were punished. So Hashem responds in Tzluna, the Rabban says, is the lesson of Yidatav Genei Hashem Elokecha. Not simply Kod Shamayim, but much more than that. The recognition and the realization that our entire Panosa is calling Hashem Yisbarach. He is the one, despite our Ishtabos, it's not our Ishtabos that's Kovea, but rather it's Hashem Yisbarach and his Ratzon, that's the Kovea. And therefore, Kol Yisrael sometimes doesn't always have that appreciation or that recognition or acknowledgement, and that's what we have to have. We see that even in the context of both Ramban. The Ramban with reference to the four Kikos. In Kriyat Yamsov, there were those who believed in Hashem, those who are Makish, the Lord Moshe Rabbeinu. They want to go back to Mitzrayim, so there also we see a lack of emunah. And here again we see something of a similar nature. So in the same Pasha, you have actually the same result. And this is a very significant, probably the test of this generation, to a large extent, is emunah. It's Tzadik B'Menot V'Yichya. It's the most important quality that one has to develop and nurture, and sometimes to the extent that one can, connect Hashem Yisbarach through the emunah, with the recognition and realization that certainly anyone who lives in these very turbulent economic times undoubtedly will come to that hakara, will come to that realization. It is not I that is responsible for my welfare, it's only Hashem Yisbarach. And he's the only one that one can rely on. And if one relies on Hashem Yisbarach and performs the mitzvahs, as the Ramban says, Shmar b'tzos v'chiyei, Hashem will be mashkiach on the person and provide him with all his needs.
They all belong to the
yeah.